This is Fresh Air. The music you're hearing is by my guest Thomas Mafumo. This song and his new album are both titled Chamunora, which translates to "What Are We Fighting For?" Thomas Mafumo is called the Lion of Zimbabwe, and he's been fighting with words and music for almost 20 years. His politically ferocious songs have been called the soundtrack for the revolution that in 1980 brought black majority rule to what was then Rhodesia. Mafumo grew up in a rural village at the home of his grandparents, exposed to the traditional spiritual and musical worlds. He moved to the city when he was 10. His music wasn't always political. He started off singing a mix of pop and rock songs from Europe and America, as well as Africa. In the 70s, he began to think that his culture was being lost in the mix. He formed a band that combined African instruments like the thumb piano with electric guitars. He sings in Shona, the language spoken by 70% of Zimbabweans. Mafumo says that even though the revolution is over, the lyrics of his songs haven't changed much.
Long time ago, before Zimbabwe became independent, we were singing about our own freedom. And now that we are independent and we've got our freedom, we are, focusing our music, on worldwide. We are actually singing about, the plight of the people in the rest of the world, people sleeping in the streets, people who have no jobs, and people who have nowhere to go.
Let me play one of the political songs that you recorded, and then we'll talk more about your music. And this is a song that translates to, "Who shall we share our frustrations with?" Would you say something about this song before we hear it, when it was recorded, what it's about?
This song was written during the liberation struggle. And it was one of our instant hits. When we recorded this tune, that's the time when our people were being harassed by the police, the soldiers, and some of them running from the rural areas to come to live into town trying to find some shelter. And, that made me to write this song because we had no one to turn to. We were just, a people who were just fighting, for their freedom. And we were not protected at all.
And what year did you record this, do you remember?
I believe it was recorded in 19... I think that was if not 77, must be 78.
That's Thomas Mafumo, one of the records that's been collected on a new album called the Chimurenga Singles, 1976 to 1980. Now, I believe the record that we just heard was banned from the radio in was then Rhodesia.
At first, they never knew what was going on.
Because they didn't understand the lyrics.
They didn't understand the lyrics. They played it on the radio, and so that, they gave it, a good advert. And people knew about this record. And when they banned it, it was too late to stop, I mean, people from buying the record. They all went out to the record shops asking for it.
You were arrested for 90 days because of your music. You were in jail for 90 days. What were you charged with? Were you charged with anything?
Well, they only said that the music was political and subversive and that it was influencing a lot of young people to get out of the country, be trained, get a gun, come back, fighting the government of that day.
What was that time like for you, those 90 days in prison?
Well, very frightening anyway, because you wouldn't know what was going to happen to you next. Maybe you were going to disappear, or maybe you were just going to be killed, and your people wouldn't know what would have happened.
Did you feel protected by your fame? People knew who you were.
Yes. I felt very much protected by that.
Did the guards there know your music?
Yes, they knew my music, and they were very friendly to me. And a lot of them were. They used to come to my cell, and we used to sit down and talk.
Were the guards white or black?
They were white.
And they knew your music and
liked
it?
They knew my music, yes.
I want to play something else from your new record. And this is a song called Murambadoro.
Murambadoro, that's right.
Tell us something about this song.
Song Murambadoro. Murambadoro means one who doesn't want to drink. But, I mean, the meaning is that we are not talking about people who don't want to drink beer. The Murambadoro is one who doesn't want to involve himself in dirty things like corruption or killing people because maybe you want power. And all that has to do with corruption. That is the meaning of that song, Murambadoro.
That's Murambadoro from Thomas Mufumo's new album. It must be interesting to you that when you come to the United States, for instance, I'll bet a lot of your audiences are predominantly white in American cities, because it seems, I don't know, it seems like a lot of the world music audience is a white audience in the United States.
Okay.
I'm just guessing here, but I mean, tell me what your experiences are with that and how it strikes you.
It's been a surprise to me, because we have seen a lot of our audience is being white and very few black people. I don't know what that means, because we are supposed, to be seeing our people coming to these gigs, our own black people coming to listen to, because we are from Africa. And that's where, that's where slaves came from. They came from Africa, coming to America. They were brought to America. And they are Africans, just like me, though they don't speak Shona or they don't speak any other, real African languages. But they are Africans. Can they forget their roots? They are not supposed to forget their roots. They are supposed to be with us. When we come here, they are supposed to, to be the first people to come and meet us, rather than being met by our white friends. And, well, this to me, it disturbs me a lot.
See, you're disappointed.
Yeah, I am very much disappointed about that.
Well, I think African music doesn't really get played on commercial stations, radio stations.
Well,
in other words, I think a lot of African Americans don't ever get to hear it.
When we do a gig, this gig is supposed to be, to have been advertised. So when they see that this man is from Africa, he's coming to America, but they got to know that, this is their own brother, and the music he's bringing to America is their own culture.
My guest is Thomas Mafumo. He's one of the most popular performers in Zimbabwe and one of the best-known figures in world music. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. Singer Thomas Mafumo of Zimbabwe is my guest. Now, I know that you started off playing in nightclubs before your music became more political. What kind of music were you playing when you started performing?
Well, I was actually playing all kinds of music, as you know, in a club. We were a band, which was actually playing a lot of copyright music, foreign type of music, like Western style, music from South Africa, music from Zaire, and music from England. Well, we played all that type of music.
What kind of music were you playing from America?
Well, rock and roll. We played rock and roll music. We played soul music. We also played what they call funk jazz. We played that type of music. And we also played jazz music.
Tell me about how, when you were growing up, the role that music played in your life. When you were young, before you moved to the city.
When I was growing up, I thought music was for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, I used to go and listen to other groups play, and I listened to a lot of different types of music, as I've told you. We had African groups who were playing what they call African jazz. We used to fill up the halls to go and listen to these people. They were imitating some of the American groups like Crew Cuts, Mills Brothers, and the rest of them who were into the jazz world. So we went to listen to these people. They were actually imitating. It wasn't their own style.
When you started performing, were there things that you would do to imitate, you know, in the way you dressed or the way, even in the way that you sang?
Yeah, yes.
What kinds of things?
Well, suppose I'm doing an Otis Redding song.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I got to imitate, the ways that Otis Redding was doing on the stage. And if maybe I'm doing a Frank Sinatra jazz song, I have to dress like a jazz musician. I put on my dinner suit and my bow tie. I go up on the stage and start singing. And when I'm actually we doing the other type of music like rock and roll, a lot of youngsters who were involved in rock and roll where they used to dress, in a fancy way. You have to have much hair.
Now, if you don't mind my mentioning it, the way you're dressed, you could be an American rock or funk star now. You have a big black kind of cap on. You have a jacket. I'm not very good at describing clothes, but you're wearing a kind of like sweatsuit and a really stylish jacket over it. It almost looks like a bomber jacket, except it's made out of fabric and not leather.
That's right.
So it seems, you're hardly wearing traditional African garb. You know what I mean? You could definitely be an American rock star the way you're dressed.
Well, when it comes to dressing, I don't think that matters at all. It might matter when it comes to be on the stage. When I'm actually doing my own roots music, I have to dress the way I think this is the right way I must present myself, because I'll be actually trying to show the American people how we dress back at home when I am in such in that mood.
I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about what it's like to perform your music, which is very political, very much rooted in your culture, and to perform it like right now on a tour in the United States where most of your listeners won't understand the lyrics unless you give them an English translation for it beforehand. And, you know, you're performing in clubs and performance halls really outside of a political context. So is that a comfortable situation for you? Do you enjoy that?
I enjoy that very much. I enjoy meeting, you know, meeting a lot of different people, and also seeing them, I mean, dancing to my music.
Do people always know how to dance to your music because they're not necessarily used to dancing to African music?
Oh, yes. Most of them are, you know, just good dancers,
right.
Better than some of our African people back home.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thomas Mafumo's new album, Chimanorwa, is on the Mango label. He's currently on the American part of a world tour. He performs in New York tonight, in Boston May 10th, and on Mountain Stage in Charleston, West Virginia on May 12th. This is Fresh Air.